Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, friends and neighbors. I'm Baylen Leonard. You're listening to the Country Music Talk podcast. Welcome along, where we bring you the biggest and best guests. Now, today, I'm really excited to be talking to this guy because I've never met him before, never interviewed him. And so I'm just excited to sit down and get to know him a little bit. I'm talking about CMA award-winning country chart-topping superstar John Pardy. And he also knows how to wear a cowboy hat, that's for sure. Now, I love new music that sounds old or that has a traditional underpinning. And that is exactly what he does. He's taken that traditional country sound and given it a modern makeover. And finally, we find out that he's got plans to bring his tour to fans in the UK. He tells me about how he got into making music and why he's looking forward to getting over here and playing to UK audiences in 2023. So let's get going.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
I'm Baylen Leonard. It's Absolute Radio Country. Special guest today, CMA award-winning country chart-topping singer-songwriter, never performed in the UK, which we're going to try and fix. Mr. John Pardy, welcome.
Hey.
So you're back with a new album. Congratulations on this, Mr. Saturday Night.
Thank you.
Already has a huge first hit, number one, right? Last Night Lonely.
Kicking it off right.
Long may it continue, right? So how does that feel to come back and go boom, straight in?
Feels great. It always feels good to have number one.
How many have you had now?
5 and a bunch of top fives. So it's always been a battle out here in country radio.
Well, congratulations on that. Not a battle over here in the UK. We love you. We can't get enough of it.
Thank you.
One of the great things about you is that, you know, you're making this modern country music, but it's got a real traditional underpinning to it. Like I always, when I hear your stuff, I always think, you know, this is somebody who must have grown up listening to all the greats and all that traditional country music. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. No, I loved all the country music growing up. 90s country, 80s country is really good. Definitely spent time in a lot of country bands and rock and roll bands. And I always loved my traditional country with the 90s, you know, the fiddle and steel and just kind of really a big, big orchestra of, you know, country instruments is the sound we have live and on the record. So when we do come to the UK, we'll have fiddle and steel and keyboards. It's like, it's a big pain, but we're going to bring the big band. We're not going to go shorthanded to the UK.
So when do you think you're going to get over here?
It looks like next year. We're planning stuff. We can't make March, but we're going to try something in the fall. It'll just be me doing my own tour. We don't want to wait too long. You know, we want to go out and go hit it hard and have fun doing our own thing out there. I don't know where or exactly when, but I know it's going to be next year for sure.
All right. Excellent. We've got it on record now. John Pardy coming to the UK next year. What's taking you so long to get over here? Because, I mean, you must have heard how big country music is here.
Well, see, the problem is this whole thing called COVID-19.
Okay. Did you have something planned and then that happened?
2020 was a worldwide year for me.
Okay.
And we were going everywhere. We're going Canada. We're going to the UK for the first time. Big tour. Had it all planned out and bam. And then 21, of course, there was, you know, everybody's trying to figure it out. And we're out here on the US playing anywhere we could, catching up with stuff we have for 2020.
Yeah.
And then 2022, we just booked a tour and it was still kind of working itself out. And so we figured 2023 would definitely be the year that's everybody's kind of got used to COVID. We've dealt it. We've fixed it, and well, just did our whatever we can, and now we're ready to just, you know, do the thing.
So were you sitting on this album for a few years as well? Was it delayed because of COVID? Did you have a plan to get this out earlier?
It was delayed because of heartache medication, and you know, it was heartache medication, and I was the cowboy.
Yeah.
At Tequila Little Time, that was a stretch of 2 years of being on the radio and pushing the record. And so by the time, you know, I don't know when we released Last Night Lonely, but I think it was the first this year. You know, it was just like, boom, now we need a record. But I mean, I wrote down 7 songs that we had for 2 years on this record. And finally, you know, they're out right now.
When did you start making music, John? Was it always a thing? Were you late to it, or were you like right out of the crib picking on a banjo?
Guitar. I started playing guitar at 9, and I wrote my first song at 12, and then pretty much been going ever since then. So music's always been a part of my life. Now it's kind of worldwide, which is crazy to think about, you know, but it's been fun, and it's something I've always wanted to do. And it gets tough every now and then, but I always kind of try to stop myself and be like, just remember, you know, you're singing music and you're living your dream. So don't let it get you down, because you're doing what you want to do.
Yeah. Whenever I have a tough day or something like that, it's like, well, I'm not digging a ditch. You know, I'm just talking and pushing play on some fantastic music.
Even though I love digging ditches, I'm all about that. I'll be out here on the property digging ditches all the time, but you know, it's on my house. So
yeah, exactly. You're choosing to dig the ditch.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this moment when you come over to the UK, and everybody sings every word to your song back at you. I mean, you were talking earlier about, you know, that your music's worldwide and that blows your mind a little bit. You must have heard what UK audiences are like when it comes to country music and kind of, but seeing that, you know, in front of you is probably a whole different thing.
I remember when we first went to London a long time ago, we knew country was big and, but that was so long ago. And then we just watched it grow into this even bigger audience. And then of course, streaming really helped, you know, getting out there and, you know, it's a lot easier than just buying a CD.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
It's just like on your phone, boom. And so it's become, I think it's, you know, it's going to get bigger, but I think it's bigger than it ever has been right now with especially coming out of the pandemic too. Everybody, like there's when I say 21, we were catching up with what we had here. Well, 2023 is going to be catching up with the whole world.
Yeah.
And, you know, got to go out and see everybody.
So did you play in the UK before a long time ago?
I was here doing radio interviews. It was right around my first record, and I drank a lot. I had a lot of fun. I went and saw all the pubs.
Yeah, pub culture is really big here.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you'd been to the UK a couple of times, but not performing. I do know a little story about you in one of your visits to the UK, which involves you and a very crowded tube train that you ended up not getting on, where your manager got on, and when she turned around, the doors were closing and you were still on the platform waving. Now, I like to believe, John, that was because it was rush hour and your cowboy hat wouldn't fit on the crowded train. But what really happened there?
I think I just saw a beautiful girl.
And how did that work out? How did you end up meeting back up with who you were traveling with? Did they get off at the next stop and you got off at the next stop? How'd you do it?
Well, you know, we had cell phones.
So did you wait till you got up above ground?
I don't remember. You know, I did drink a lot.
Oh, that's right. You were at the pub.
I knew where I was going.
Right. As long as you knew where you were going. Are you a lager guy or are you an ale guy when you go to the pub? What's your order?
Lager.
You're a lager guy. All right.
So I don't know. Whatever you got.
Just give me a cold drink and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Knowing that, you know, we've heard it now, you're coming over to the UK in 23. We will wait for the official announcement of where that's going to be and when that is going to be. Some of your mates, and certainly some of the people that you have toured with over the years, Luke Bryan, Miranda, Dirks, they've all been over to the UK. So it's about time that we get you over here. What is it like touring with those guys in the States?
It's a lot of fun, man. They're all family now. We spend so much time together. the crowds are always good and the backstage hangs are always fun. And it's just a very fun atmosphere and lots of memories. I don't know. It's, but then it's the same thing every day too, you know, another right, amphitheater, yeah. Another, you know, so. It's fun.
Yeah, that's what'll be nice about coming to the UK, because it'll be the same thing, but it'll be totally different same thing.
Going to the UK is always different. You know, checking into the hotels.
Yes.
You know, you're in a whole new world. It's not like, oh, we toured Chicago since 2010. You know, it's like, you're like a whole new place. And it's a lot of fun and people, you know, are different.
So one of the things that's different about the UK, you know, we were talking about your breakfast burrito earlier. Breakfast, very different in the UK. Did you have beans for breakfast when you were in the UK?
Pretty sure I probably did. I like beans in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But you know, my dad lives in Texas. I spent a lot of time in Texas. So, you know, a bean and cheese taco.
Oh yeah.
Is kind of like a natural thing. We wake up, you know, all bean cheese taco for breakfast is a part of like the Texas kind of thing. So I get the beans for breakfast. Lots of protein, mm-hmm. You know, get in there, move some stuff around in the stomach.
Yeah, slow burning energy.
You know, solid breakfast.
See, John Party, just proving that we have more in common than things that divide us.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go, but a final message for your UK fans before you make it back over here.
I hope you enjoy my new record, Mr. Saturday Night, and get ready for 2023, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, John, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to see you when you get over here, and congratulations on the new album.
Hey, we'll go to a pub.
Oh, we're going to a pub. We'll drink all of the beers.
I love it.
The Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
John Party on the Country Music Talk podcast. You can hear loads of John's hit country songs on Absolute Radio Country. And if you want to hear more interviews like that, then just make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. And if you could kindly give us a 5-star review, that'd be amazing, because it helps other people find us and it spreads the word about country music in the UK. So I'll see you on the next one. In the meantime, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.